It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles. It's a show designed to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And it's a show that I get to do every Wednesday live. I'm back with my co-hosts, Niles and KJ. KJ's on a sabbatical, but I know you're listening, man. We miss you so much. Mm-hmm. How are you, Niles?
Doing well. I'm happy to
doing
be
well.
Once again. I like the
I know, right?
You're at. It's a nice background. I like it.
Thank you, sir. I'm in Columbus, my hometown of Mississippi. And my sister says I can set up my studio here. So, hey, I'm in my sister's home. And I'm loving being here. I really, really am. You know, now on this show, we have a topic that is so near and dear to what we do every day, which is Kingdom Principles. And I pray that we are getting across that you really can have a little slice of heaven here on earth, but there are some principles that you must follow. It's a little bit more than just positive thinking, but hey, we'll get to that. Now we're bringing all things current and in the world. And at the bottom of the hour of this show, we're going to have a heart, man. And we're just going to uncover some things. And prayerfully, it will help you a lot in whatever you may be facing today, right now. But before all of that good stuff, I want to dedicate this show today to my very good friend, and who happened to be my ex-husband. His name is Terry Scott. I wanted to make certain that he knows that I am grateful for the life that he lived. He passed away earlier this week. And I think this time last week, we were literally in, St. Lucia. And I was enjoying the Caribbean, but when something like that happens, you don't think twice about it. One thing about love is truly an action word. I can tell you that I love you until I'm blue in the face, but until I put action with that word, it's just kind of sounding symbols. So I want to tell my dear friend, who is his wife, Doris, I got you. I love you so very, very much, and you know that. And to the children, our son, Morgan, Camise, and Colwyn, to our beautiful, my beautiful friend and his mother and your mother in love, Maddie, Jordan, I love you dearly. We got you. To Lanzetta and Vincent, we're going to get through this. All of his aunts and uncles and friends, this guy, Niles, lived a life that family was everything. And we'll talk a little bit more about that at the 30. But I wanted to just have a subset. We've been talking about business in the kingdom and how you are already given a command to be fruitful, to multiply, to subdue, to replenish. And that leads to ultimately having dominion. And that dominion is over your circumstances. And it begins in your mind first. I want to talk about faith today. And that's part of business too. It's an acumen that you gotta have, right? So I'm sitting up and I'm thinking, I know what Hebrews 11, and if you are a scholar of the Bible, that's our constitution. I know what now faith is, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I get that. But I wanted to go just a little bit more, not saying that our constitution is missing anything, but when you are in the throes of living life as a citizen of the kingdom. And when you are just hunkering down for that business or that dream or your purpose, there are times, man, where you will look at your circumstances and think, yeah, I get it. I'm a kingdom citizen. I get that. But how do I move from here to where I know I'm supposed to be? Faith is our currency. I'll say it again. Faith, just like money, right? For us, faith is our currency. So I was writing. Faith is believing what you don't see and knowing that the one who sees all will bring to pass that from the unseen to the seen. How about that? Faith is believing what you don't see and knowing that he, God, Jehovah, who sees everything, will bring that which you don't see from the unseen to the seen. That blew my mind, Niles, when God gave me that. I'm like, whoa, Nelly, what? So I'm running through the house, and I'm sure my sister probably thought, oh my God, my sister has lost her mind. But I get excited, man, because God's word will meet you right where you are. So there are three things that I want you to remember about faith. You will need faith for the testing. So that's before your test, all right? Before that word in you is tested, you got to have faith. And you'll need faith while you're being tested. Oh, boy. And I know Niles can help me say amen on that one. And you will need faith after the testing. So what you're saying, Tanji, don't panic. When you panic, you constrict your arteries, you raise your blood pressure, and that's the quickest way to get out of here is worry or panicking. I'll say this. People won't remember what you did. They'll remember you for what you came through, right? So in all of that, whatever it is, or wherever you may find yourself right now, tie a knot in that thing called faith. That's your belief in him. Make him the object of your faith. Not your prayers, not an answered prayer, not what you see, but him as the object. All right, I'm going to turn that over to my guy, Niles. Niles, I know you got something for me. You got something for our engagers, right?
Yeah. When you were, I guess, talking about faith and having things that are unseen become seen, all I thought about was that middle ground, you know, that process, that spectrum. And you have two ends. You have things that are unseen and they become seen. But it's like, as we always talk about, what's the work in between that? And I'm like, that is a great way to connect faith. But then there's faith and then there's action. As they say, active faith. So what's in between that spectrum? That's the activity, you know, so you believe. Everything starts with the mind, right? Everything starts with the belief. But then from there, what do you do from that point of having faith and belief? That's when you start moving. That's where the work comes in and so on. So I think that's a great example. On the left side, we have the start, which is believing, faith. And then on the other end, you have basically the manifestation. So in order to be active, you know, in our faith, you know, of course, we have to believe, but then we have to start walking the walk, talking the talk, and walking through the steps that God has ordered for you in order to get to the other side. You know, we always hear people talking about, oh, all you have to do is have faith and just the size of a mustard seed and so on. But what about the other portion that comes with that? You know, I feel like a lot of the times faith is the starting point. But as you go through the steps to get to the manifestation of that faith and of the things that go from unseen to seen, You know, that's when you really start believing. That's when the miracles and all the signs that God, you know, throws your way, you know, along the path. That's when those things, you know, come along. And when you see those things, you start to say, man, there's no way that God doesn't exist.
Ah. You know?
So it's like he throws you little gems. He throws you glimmers, like little sparkles. And that just helps to strengthen your faith. So once again, we start off with the faith. But then as we're walking to the path, that's when things start to make sense. That's when things are realized, you know. So, you know, that's what I think of when it comes to faith. But, you know, with anything, we have to do the work, you know.
Absolutely.
The internal becomes external and so on. You always have to work mm-hmm. from, you know, the inside out. So, you know,
yes. I
faith as, you know, faith is that belief within you. But then as you go through the steps in order to strengthen your faith, that's when things become apparent, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's always a process. If you start inside, that's when things will manifest outside of you, you know. So that's what I think of, you know, faith is definitely necessary, you know, because a lot of the times when we think of faith, you know, a lot of us have like a superficial understanding of faith. Like all you have to do is just think and believe and so on. But, you know, it's kind of like, what's an example that I can give? You know, I think of it as, I guess, somewhat of like going from like an interview to the actual first day of a job. You know what I'm saying? You know, with the interview, you know, you're basically, I guess, kind of gauging it and figuring things out and finding that fit. And you're getting to know the other party, which is getting to know God. And then as you're getting to know the other party, I guess, throughout that, you know, that experience, you know, once you start your first day, that's when, you know, things really start to bloom. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, I guess the interview, and then there's the first day of the job. And then from there, what comes after that? So it's like from that first day, that's when the work really starts, is when you start walking in that faith.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
I'm not sure if that was the best, you know, scenario.
But it worked. It worked.
You know, like when you go in for an interview, you're trying to figure things out. You're trying to find see if it's a fit. You're trying to find out more about the company. But you're going in the interview with a sense of trust. So I also feel like faith also works with trust. So in order to have faith, you have to trust. But it's like, how do you trust something that you don't see? So that's what relationship is. And when you marry those different components, that's when things start to say like, aha, there it is.
Absolutely. There it is. Absolutely. I'll say this. I remember getting that call, right? And I'll use this as my transparency moment, getting the call that someone that, you know, I was 12 years old when I said to his brother, I'm going to marry him. You know, I told his wife this story and she just, it tickled her soul. And getting the call that one of your dear, dear friends is in need, right? And the only thing at that moment that you can do is pray. And I remember just praying and not begging God, but just praying, right? And I had to, for that moment in time, take my, what I wanted to see, right, out of the equation. Because if I really do believe in him, and I do, I said, as hard as this is to say sometimes, nevertheless, but your will be done. You know how hard that is, man, and you're still trying to operate in faith. So starting where you started, you said, start here, right? The prayer went out. I believed, but I had to quickly put my object of what I wanted to see, healing, being made whole, getting up. I had to put it in the one who is, he's in control of everything. So did it caused me to feel a certain way where I'm just not going to, you know, believe anymore. I'm not going to pray anymore. Absolutely not. Because at the end of the day, like any good parent, you want the absolute best for your children. You do. And there is a scripture that says, he won't give more to you than you can bear, right? Have you thought about the person who's going through it? What about the person who, maybe that person said, I can't bear anymore. And that line of demarcation was drawn, but you're still, come on, come on, come on, you can make it, but you're not there. You don't know what that looks like. So I had my human moment, but my spirit said, come on, man, he got this. So I'm saying this to anyone, to everyone who may be listening at this very moment. And we really appreciate your taking time to tap in, as Niles would say, or you're taking time to watch a video or make a comment. We don't take it lightly, and we do not take that for granted. But if you're going through something right now, I tell my children all of the time, my adult children, tie a knot in your faith and hold on a little bit more. But as Niles was saying, you gotta walk. You gotta walk towards, and you have to. So what'd you think about that, Niles? I mean, wouldn't that be a really good soliloquy where, you know, it may not have turned out the way you wanted it, and you may lose heart, but never lose your faith.
I always think of it as there's faith and then there's active faith. So it's like the difference between potential energy and then kinetic energy.
Kinetic, okay.
Well, once you start to really go through those movements, once you start, as you say, to become the work, and you understand that the work is coming from your fervent belief, your faith, that's the, you know, kinetic energy part, you know. So it's, as they say, faith without the works is dead. So you put a little activity to that, and that's kinetic energy. And as you're moving, I mean, movement forward, that's when, once again, things really start to bloom and really start to make sense. So as you said, you know, you can pray all day, every day. It has to be joined with something. You have to marry that with some kind of movement, some kind of activity, you know, because a lot of times we feel like we just put it out there and it should just come to us. That's our entitlement.
Yep. You know, I used to do that.
Me, no, like, get rid of that. Like, put it out there, and as you see it, like, it's yonder, right? Yeah. As you see it, that's something that you have to walk towards. So it's like you're sitting, you know, maybe at a beach, and then you see the water. How do you get to that water? You know that there's some kind of movement has to come, and that has to be carried out in order to get to that water, you know?
Right. Yeah. I love it, man. I love sitting in Niles's classroom. I'm like a little kid, man. I do. And with that, if you are listening and you want to be an active engager or an active listener, we'd love to hear from you. Our lines here is 323-203-0815. Again, that number is 323-203-0815. And your girl is back, man. I'm doing Talk to Tanji again on Facebook Live, and I'm having so much fun. I really am. I'm not doing it for show. I swear to you. I'm doing it because these are times where just one word sometimes can make your day, and that's what it's all about. It's not about me, me, me. It's about us getting to the place or places that we're supposed to get to. So that's what that inspirational moment is. And Cadkenna Publishing. I am using Cadkenna Publishing for all of my bodies of work. I am grateful that we have a beautiful author that is about 3 feet from gold, getting her project out and we're excited for her. So if you have something that you'd like to have us take a look at, whether it's a screenplay, whether it's your book or a book of journals or a book of prayers or whatever it is, why don't you consider giving us a call at 470-534-2216. Again, that number 470-534-2216, or drop us an email to BellaD@CadKennaPublishing.com. That's BellaD@CadKennaPublishing.com. She's actually the copy editor over there. And what else? Yeah. Now it's time for us to hear what's going on in world views and world news. Because so much, man.
Last week, we lost a legend, a hip-hop legend, Biz Markie. He passed away at the age of 57, unfortunately, due to complications from diabetes. I guess that's something that he was struggling with for the last year or so, maybe more than a year. Our prayers go out to, his family. Rest in peace, Biz Markie. And I guess, unfortunately, this is it's a unfortunate example, but, hopefully this is also a testament to others who may be struggling with diabetes and health issues to really just monitor and tap into your health and really take care of yourself and remember that, you only have one body in this lifetime. And it's up to us to take care of our body and our temple as best as we can. Water, the good old veggies, mindset, because, the mind feeds everything else, feed your mind and feed your soul, but feed your body, good food, good nutrients. And once again, just remember that life is extremely precious. But I will say with this, in his 57 years, he made his mark. He touched a lot of people, touched a lot of souls, made a lot of people feel every positive, wonderful emotion that you can think of, and he helped to transform, hip hop, revolutionize, hip hop.
Yeah.
And that's why he will always be remembered. So within his 57 years, he definitely took advantage of his time here. So he did use his gift, and he's a great example of someone who is in the kingdom. Next. We have Simone Biles. She dropped out of the Olympics due to issues with mental health. Simone Biles is amazing. She's awesome. She has been extremely consistently great since her rise to prominence. And I'm sure she will be back very soon. But this is also just another example of take care of yourself. The mind, body, soul. Unfortunately, she had to drop out of the Olympics, but we're also happy that she's able to understand the importance of her body, of her mind, so on. So just remember once again to take care of yourself. Check in with yourself. If you're not okay, there are resources out there to, help you get to the other side, which is what we always talk about. So we will see her again for sure very soon. And once again, mental health is very important. The health of our bodies, is extremely important. So take care of yourself. Also, LeBron James, he is the first, and I love LeBron James. He is the first billionaire in the NBA. So he's made over $700 million from endorsements. That's where the bulk of his money has come from. He's made over $300 million while in the NBA. Now, a lot of people will say Michael Jordan is a billionaire. Yes, Michael Jordan was classified as a billionaire within the past 3 years. However, when he was playing in the NBA, he was not a billionaire. LeBron is the first billionaire. And he's not even 40 yet. Jordan is close to 60, I believe, or maybe over 60. He's playing in the NBA right now, and he's already, past a billion. So I think what we're seeing is history. LeBron James, he just seems like he's such a stand-up guy, extremely giving. And once again, he's a great example of someone who's, a person of the kingdom, because It seems like wherever he goes, you know, whatever he does, he makes the environment around him better. And that means that God is shining his light through him. So, yay, LeBron.
Somebody likes LeBron, huh?
It's not even a basketball thing. It's just, it seems like it's more about who we see as a person. Yeah. You know, he's a solid role model and a solid example. You know, and Space Jam, y'all say whatever y'all want about Space Jam, the second one, but I like it. Okay. It's great values, great morals, you know, yes. They're both great, okay? But they're for kids, remember. They're for kids. Okay. Next, we have the Bucks. They won the NBA championship last week. Now, I think a lot of us were surprised to see that comeback because the Bucks, we were pretty much written off, you know, for the first two or three games of the series. And we thought it was going to go to Chris Paul and the Suns, but it ended up, you know, going to the Bucks. So congratulations to the Bucks. And for Chris Paul, man, people see your greatness. You know, people see what you're able to contribute and continue to push and continue to be a testament. I think of how he's consistently great every year and how he still continues to play the game with enthusiasm and passion, regardless of not, you know, having a ring. I think that also speaks to who he is as a person, because if I have, you know, a 15-year career in the NBA and I'm giving it my all every year and I'm just not getting the desired outcome, that says a lot about his character. That says a lot about his tenacity, and that says a lot about the drive that is, you know, that is in him. So, you know, congratulations to Chris Paul too, you know, because getting to the championship, you know, that's an accolade in itself, man. So congratulations to Chris Paul and the team. And then hopefully by the time you leave the NBA, you know, you'll get one. But if not, we will still remember you for your fortitude and who you were as a player. All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Also, it is that time again. I know we've had this conversation many times regarding wearing a mask. I know from what I've seen in LA County, the numbers for COVID have gone up, you know, they astronomically. And I heard the other day that the numbers are worse than they were in February. And I'm like, man, that's crazy.
Come on.
Yeah, I was listening to Spectrum News. And I'm like, man, that's insane, because we do have the vaccination, but there are also people who still, you know, don't believe in the vaccination. You know, and then there's the honor rule too, where they say, you know, oh, if you haven't, you know, been vaxxed, you know, wear a mask. But then people were so eager to get back to the normal life that, you know, it's kind of hard to trust if people actually, you know, did get the vaccination, and if they actually care about, you know, those around them enough to not put others in danger. I'm going to say what I've been saying from the beginning. This is not just about you. This is about the collective. This is about other people. This is about the world. I mean, some people have devastating reactions to COVID-19. So sometimes we have to step outside of ourselves and remember that we also are here to coexist, and there are people around us. So even if you don't want to wear a mask, and I know sometimes it feels extremely inhibiting, you know, sometimes you just want to take it off and breathe the air of LA, you know, but just remember that we are also responsible for the lives of those around us. So once again, I know it's unfortunate, but put on your mask, protect yourself and protect those around you. And hopefully, you know, those numbers will go back down, because, you know, what's going on right now, we kind of have to learn to live with this, you know, thing called COVID-19. And in that, once again, we have responsibility to us, to those around us. So let's just remember that and just do what we can to try to eradicate this thing, or at least get the numbers down, you know?
Absolutely. Can it's I real. Interject there? When sure. I was over in St. Lucia, and I was kind of watching the metrics and just trying to see exactly, you know, where is COVID, or, you know, is it in clusters or what have you. The island has 180,000 plus people. There were 58 deaths, okay, and about 800 active cases. And I remember going out and everyone had their mask on and what have you, but they were taking it so serious, Niles, that it really was a matter of life and death, right? Mm-hmm. So we went, of course, nowhere without the mask, but it was, you didn't have to force them and you didn't have to kind of prod them and say, hey, come on, take your mask, you know, put your mask on and we'll give you a piece of candy. I'm not being ugly here, but they really value life. Yep. Even if it was to the point where I may not have as much as you Westerners or the other sectors of the world, but what I do have is my life and I'm going to value it. Man, yep. That blew my mind. It really, yep. really did. And their yep. numbers were going down. They were.
Yep.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can get back to that point, because I know quite a few people, and I know people who have lost, you know, family members and close friends to COVID. So like, we have to remember that, you know, this thing is serious and life is precious, you know, and you know, you don't want to lose your life because you just didn't want to do something as simple as wear a mask. So, yeah.
Right. Right. Ouch. You know? Touchy right. subject. We're not here to browbeat you guys. We're just, these are principles that exactly. we live by.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, just a reminder, mm-hmm. where all of us are, you know, on the same page. We all have our faults and so on. But once again, life is precious. You know,
yes,
so.
Yes, it is.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. And that you have to talk about your book.
Yeah. I think it's
remind people that it's out there. And that are
it is out there, man.
That they can to improve their lives and to introduce themselves or grow within the kingdom. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Niles. Thank you for that. I was really blessed by my good friend, Tori. Hey, Tori, who made certain that 50 books were purchased and given to secondary school children. And when I say secondary, it's middle school. And you may ask, well, why would you target a middle school child? Because they'll listen. They'll do it. I'm serious. And I'm not saying us older children don't do it, but it is something so magnificent about giving a book to someone who, not hopeless, but not filled with as much hope as perhaps you may be filled with. And it was like giving them $1 million. I remember one gentleman, Mr. Kenyon Paul. Hey, Kenyon. He called and he was in distress. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what's wrong? He said, Tanji, I am reading this book and I've closed it 3 times. I'm thinking, oh boy, is it that bad? You know, he said, man, I thought I knew why I was born and who I was and what my abilities were and what my destination is, but I don't. I said, you know what? No worries. I'll give you a session, and I do. I give consults for those who are really serious. I'm not going to waste your time, and you probably don't want to waste mine either, because that's really a factor that I kind of hold near and dear. But Niles, to see people, lives changed. And, you know, to even my daughter, and I said this once, she was over in Turks and Caicos, and she called me, and I'm thinking, oh my God, what's wrong with my baby? She said, I thought I knew. I honestly thought I knew. I'm thinking, knew what? She said, what my purpose is. So now she's with sheer abandonment and she's in her purpose. And it is so beautiful to see that. And not only her, but people around me, they want to be better, you know. So I'm excited about it. It's amazon.com where it can be found now, and we're working on getting it placed in various bookstores and a lot of the I call them the unique, I won't say mom and pop, that's not fair, but the unique bookstores. We're working on that, and copy a copy. And if you are interested in a 15-minute consultation, go to my website at www.drtanjishow.com and just fill out the information. And guess what? I'll give you a call and we'll make it happen. All right? Oh, I know, right?
there.
But because, man, it's... Go ahead.
No, I just thought of something as you were talking regarding giving the books to middle school kids, you know, about life or whatever else. But I'm like, that's when the seeds need to be planted. But the reason why I thought about that was, you know, this conversation about faith. I was listening to a sermon a few weeks ago where it said, when it comes to believing in the kingdom, when it comes to believing in the creator, you have to have childlike faith. You have to believe like a child. You know, they may not see it, but they just know it. It's like you heard about Santa Claus, and because of that, that's all you need to know. You know, and you know that there's a reward coming because of that. So I think we just have to remember to always exercise that inner child when it comes to life, that curiosity, when it comes to just believing and you know, just not allowing anything and anybody to shake that belief. That's what faith really is. Once again, faith is concrete. No, yep. Regardless of what you think, the concrete, the foundation, it cannot be shaken. You know, yep. So that's what I think of when I think of faith. It just popped in my head. Like, we have to know like children.
Yeah.
So that's all I had to.
Yeah.
Had to.
I love that, man. I'm telling you, and please hear me in all of the most sincerest way, most sincerest. My English teacher would have my head for that. You're using a double adjective, but you have encompassed this faith, and your faith is just, you wear it. You really, really do, which is a segue into my adoration for you. Niles, I mean, come on, man. You left corporate America. I mean, I'm just going to put it out there. You did. You left corporate America. You left everybody that you knew. And you said, you know what? I got to get to a place where I know I'm going to thrive, where I know my dreams will come true. And I know I can be a better person for it. And you did that. And it just, to watch you from what, almost 2 years ago, yeah, to now?
It was less than 2 years.
Or year, less I than just, two.
What you mean when I was on the show?
Yeah.
Was, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So that was, I think that was around October.
See,
yeah, it was
see.
October. Yeah, 2019, I just landed pretty much. And yeah. I mean... But that's the beauty of the process, you know. Uh-huh. That's the beauty of learning how to believe like a child and know like a child. And you know, when you have that belief, regardless of you know what hits you, regardless of what you know comes your way and throws you off track, you know you still know it. And as I mentioned earlier, as you're going throughout, you know, the process and the path, there are certain, you know, glimmers, there are certain signs, there are certain resources that God throws at you and throws your way to mm-hmm. succeed. And that just helps to strengthen your faith. That helps to strengthen, you know, you knowing that you are here for a reason and that God put you on the earth, you know, for a reason. So that's how things have kind of like panned out for me. I did not know what I was walking into when it came to LA because you know, it's a crazy place here, and it's so easy to get lost, and it's so easy to slip and fall and so on. But I am glad that I knew that part before coming. Yeah. So that's why I realized that I had to really have my relationship with God intact intact as much as possible, because there's no way that you can get through, you know, the hustle and bustle and the turmoil and all the things that come with the world, but in this, you know, with this place. And I knew that if I had to, in order to achieve something so big, you know, something so great, I could only accomplish that with God's assistance and God's help. That's what drew me closer to Him, because I saw what happened when I thought that I could do it on my
own. Come on. I've been there.
Whatever else. I'm like, that is not enough. So because I was knocked upside the head a few times prior to coming here, that prepared me and prepared my heart and my mind and my soul to prepare for this place, prepare to be ready to receive all that God had and has in store for me still. I know that I had to be prepared to receive that, because we always talk about, you know, the gift. We always talk about like, oh, this is my dream. And, you know, I just knew that it was destined. But are we actually ready for it? Have we actually been prepared for it? That comes according to your relationship with God. Because there's a lot of times where people receive, you know, certain ideal circumstances that they've just been longing for. But then they fumble it because they're not in, they weren't in the right place when it came to their foundation. They didn't take the time to really develop themselves and their relationship with God. So when they receive those things, here come the worldly situations. Here come the worldly attributes, pride, ego, materialism, you know, the superficial. Yep. So those are the things that you start to worship instead of worshiping who the creator is and where those things come. So when you start to worship material, that becomes your God. When you worship God, God is your God. And then because of he bestows so much upon you, never worship something that's tangible. Never worship something that can be replaced. You can't replace God.
You can see your face right now. It was so beautiful because you were so serious. It's like, man, come on. I'm giving it to you here. Wow. You're absolutely right. You can't.
You can't replace God with anything on this earth. Mm-mm. You can't replace your life. You can't get another one. So, like, you know, let's take this seriously. I mean, we have to take our time seriously. And that's where I'm at this point in my life. Like,
good.
Whether, you know, your last day is tomorrow or in 20 years, just realize the days in between that count. And when you operate with that mindset and operating knowing that God blessed you with something that a lot of people aren't here to experience today, which is life, that's when you start to move with a sense of urgency. That's when you start to move with a sense of active faith. That's when you start to move, as I always say, with that bravado, like I'm here for a reason. The son of a king. Therefore, I am. Therefore, I take advantage of my time here. I'm going to take advantage of my gift. This world will remember me. But when they remember me, because they remember me, they will remember the creator and remember God, because they know that all the things that I was able to do while I was here came from God. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I love it, man. And that's what it's all about. Yeah, I said the other morning on Talk to Tanji, I said, you know what? I am choosing love. I am choosing love. And I've chosen that many years ago, but it was something about the promotion. And I don't like to say the death of, but the promotion of my dear friend, it just kind of rekindled. You gotta choose love. Love is a choice, man. It really is a choice. And I what do you want to be remembered for? You know, the titles are great, the cars are great, the houses are great, the clothes are wonderful, but I want to be remembered for love, man. I really, really do. If this was my last day on this earth, I want to go out with a bang that she loved everybody, even her enemies. I know, right? But it takes a special person to help you with that. You can't do that by yourself. And for me, that person is the governor in this earth, which is the Holy Spirit, God in three persons. Yep. Without him, you know, because he's more than just talking in tongues. He's more than just you running around. He is so well versed on what your life should be, that when you, I use your word again, when you tap in, man, you're like, what? You begin to see things that you haven't seen before and hear what you've not heard before. And you are right. You get in purpose, man. You don't want to waste another minute feeling sorry for yourself or worrying about what people say. Who cares? Then you just have that conversation with me because I had a human moment, and Niles is, he is who he is. And what you see on camera is what you see off of camera. So we had that conversation and he was like, you know what? You just cannot let anyone do that to you. Who cares what they think about you? And Niles, you have no idea what you did for me, bro. I began to write it down like, you know what? I don't even care. Because I don't. Can you imagine being a hummingbird? And you can fly anywhere you want to fly, and you can take in as much nectar as you want to. And then all of a sudden, you get trapped in a net that you didn't see.
Yep.
It's kind of hard for that little hummingbird to do 180 beats per minute with those wings flapping, right?
Yep.
So it's about like life.
Yep. And that's a great example. Like, that's the fear of man, you know?
Okay.
And you think of it, the fear of man, you fear what man cares about. You fear man. Of you. And I think that's a great example of why it says in the Bible to fear God. Because when you fear man, that's what you end up with.
Yep.
And that will distract and keep you from your purpose. And even who it is, it might stop you from pursuing and walking in your purpose because of the fear of man. That's why I'm told to fear God. Man can't do what God does. So therefore, fear God before anything else. God,
I love it.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Without God, that man is just who he is. You know?
Yeah. So you're absolutely right.
That's a great example. Fear God, not
thank
man.
You, sir. But that's it, right?
With that, though, we are also human beings. So there are those times where, you know, we do buy into it or we are impacted by it. But once again, that's why it's always important to have that connection to the creator, because he'll give you that little tap on the shoulder like, hey, fear me. Not at the end of the day, I'm going to be with you throughout this whole process. He's not. He's doubting you. I know what
I have.
Stick with me. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on me. You know, we have to remember that because how small of a life would we have if we allowed man and his opinion to stop us from getting the gold from gold mining? How small of a life would we be, you know? And I mean, so I think, you know, we have to think about that. There's no, a few people deprive the world, millions and billions of people, from their lives being enhanced. You're going to let a few people deprive those around you and the world of the gift that they need, that God has for them?
Yeah.
You're going to deprive the world of God's light because of what he says?
Come on, bro.
I think we have to remember that, you know?
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about, you know?
That's when it's all about.
Starts to take over, that's when you start talking to God like, all right, God, I feel it coming on.
Yep.
and just, you know, wrap your arms around me and just, you know, just live within
me. He will. It's something my husband says, Stacey, and I know you're listening, Stace. Thank you so much for your support. We can, Niles, always depend on Stacey Harris to support us. He says to me, no matter where you go in life, what your state in life is, I need you to stay in the middle. I was like, okay, this is the first lesson before we even married, right? He said, because people are going to say really good things about you. I want you to stay in the middle. He says, and when they say really horrible things about you, I want you to stay in the middle. He said, don't believe anything, whether it's good or bad. Just remember what he says and what he thinks. And it, I'm like, wow. Yeah. So when I sit back and think about that, all of the accolades that people can bestow, and it's really nice to hear, you got to still stay in the middle, right? You got to. That's where your peace lies, in the middle. And I wanted to make certain that our engagers, that they're not followers, you're a leader. You are a leader, whether you have the spirit of leadership or the leadership spirit, you are a leader. I want to make certain that since last week we were not live, there's a part three that was, a part two rather, on our YouTube channel at Dr. Tanji Show, where I call him Bishop Michael J.T. Fisher, was talking about leadership and my girl Tia P. Niles, you got to work with Tia P. I'm sorry, I'm going to push that because she is so dynamic. And let's see that happen, Niles, because you guys think a lot alike. And I know that would be a fun thing to do. And I'm looking at our time and I'm about to scream because that's the end. What? So yep. With that, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for showing up for you. Thank you so very much. Every time my good friend Niles put out a video, and it's a clip just to encourage and to motivate and inspire, but his mission is to make certain that your heart is transformed. That's how he lives from the inside out. I want to thank LA Talk Radio, Sam. Thank you so very much for allowing us to speak on things that really will help people move from where they are to where they want to be. And don't forget to check us out every Wednesday here, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 Central. I'm in Mississippi, 4 Central. And you're going to be back on Facebook Live. Talk to Tanji, 60 seconds of an inspirational moment. And until then, Niles, thank you, sir, for showing up. Thank you.
And keep your eyes open. Right. Remember, God is the prize.
God's on the prize. Until then, next time. We love you from the moon to the stars. Bye.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.